Grace to and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
This is the day that we have all been waiting for, so many of us, especially of those of us who labor through Lent into this day of glorious resurrection. And here we stand surrounded by all the signs of the day. Beautiful flowers, a gorgeous moon crossed with a cool Disney-esque thing that reminds us of God's glory and resurrection, brass and music and organ to celebrate the day. But it began in a different way. On that morning, on the third day after Jesus had been buried in the tomb, the women went to the tomb, and they carried with them all of the spices and cloths that would be needed to anoint Jesus' body. They expected to find Jesus in the tomb. They were ready to do their work. And when they got there, it was empty. Empty. Nothing there at all. I wonder what you came expecting this morning. You all came with different ideas about what Easter must be like. There's the Easter you grew up with and the Easter of your adulthood. I remember Easter as being the day we have the Easter egg hunt. I don't even like hard-boiled eggs. But it was fun. So what did you come expecting to find? You certainly expected to come and find a church full of people and banners and beautiful music. You expected, I'm sure, to find each other here. And you expected to find the gospel. But imagine. Imagine if last night I had asked our staff and volunteers to take everything out of this church. Now that would not surprise some of you, but it would annoy you. But imagine all of the pews gone, all of the choir loft gone, the cross gone, the altar empty, the whole room nothing but an empty shell. What if you had arrived this morning and found that? Nothing but an empty tomb. You would have wondered if you were in the right place. You would have wondered if perhaps somewhere in the night the thieves had come and cleaned this out, although what they would want with our pews I do not know. But you surely would have been disappointed. It was not what you expect, as it was not what the women expected to find that morning. And yet, from that empty shell, from that empty tomb, the gospel of life is proclaimed. Two angels tell the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Go and tell everyone that he is alive. He is risen, just as he had promised." Remember? Jesus had told all of them, I must go to Jerusalem, and they will kill me, and in 3 days I will be raised from the dead. And yet they did not remember, and they did not believe. But faced with the empty tomb, they find good news. What good news will we find in an empty tomb? What good news will we share from its echoing walls? I'm reminded recently of our tsunami incident. You remember the tsunami, or as we like to refer to it, a tsunami. My friend Tim Macy, who is pastor of Calvary by the Sea Lutheran Church, His altar is 28 steps from the ocean. He told me that about 2 o'clock in the morning, the phone started to ring at his house. Pastor, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? The tsunami's coming. What are you going to do? So he went down and he got his guitar, 2 hymnals, and his guitar hymnal book. And he went home and he went to bed. Because that's all he needed to bring God's people together in worship. If that day a big wave had come and swept into that sanctuary and drawn out all of their koa, beautiful koa pews, they have nicer pews than us. If it had pulled all of their koa pews out into Mauna Loa Bay, if it had taken the altar and the candles and the readings and the organ, they don't have as nice an organ as us. If all of that had been swept out into Mauna Loa Bay, would the gospel have been any less proclaimed? From that empty shell, death could be driven back. And life proclaimed. So this Easter day is a message that begins in the echoing chambers of an empty hole in the ground, where there were no great organs or brass or giant banners or processions or choirs, just emptiness. And yet God made from that life for all of us, for the whole world, for all of history. And so Easter is less about all of this and more about what God is doing among us. And so when we face the empty tomb of hunger and poverty, of war, of child abuse, of despair and anxiety, of economic pressure, of unfaithfulness and dying friends, from those empty, echoing tombs, God continues to proclaim life. For your sake and through you. That day, the women went to the tomb, expecting to find there the decomposing body of Jesus. Instead, they found an echoing emptiness of Alleluia, that indeed Christ had risen as he promised, and loved as he had commanded, and lives even now with us. And so we, as an empty tomb church, live out that love for the sake of the world. For Christ is indeed